In the hamster wheel of homebound life, even searching for fashion inspiration by opening dresser drawers can start to feel tedious. For me, it's been all yoga pants and sweatpants. For Lauren, Nimi,
jeans and a sweatshirt. Jean skirt and a sweatshirt.
She's a school administrator, baker, and artist in Chicago. One day, feeling tired of same old and pining for her missed trip to wine country, she ordered a long frock she might have worn there as a pandemic house dress.
Just like put it on and I immediately felt like, I don't know, that I could transform into a different place, have a different feeling.
Lots of women have been doing the same. Floaty tunics, chic kimonos and muumuus, ankle-length t-shirts with pockets. They've been flying off the shelves. A single, versatile outfit to take you from a nap to the backyard to a work call to a birthday dinner, says Preeti Chalk, a data manager from Cincinnati.
I've actually gotten rid of some fancier dresses to make room for more house dresses because I would say I'm wearing a house dress at least 3 times a week.
Malgosia Archer is a Polish and British designer who made some lounge dresses for sale before the pandemic. She says she worried her linen fabrics wouldn't be in demand until the summer, but her page on Etsy started selling right away.
The most popular dress was the house dress, which my daughters call a ghost.
It really does look like a billowy sheet hanging over you.
It is. It embraces you and it's really full of air.
For decades, the house dress got a bad rep, a throwback to the times when women's sway was confined to housework, says fashion psychologist Dawn Karen.
Like this frumpy, you know, a powerless woman, the only place she has power is within the home and within the kitchen.
That was the purpose of the original house dress, a dowdy, matronly Victorian gown. Even as the house dress got more shapely and stylish, it was still about looking chic while doing chores. Some in the 50s even came with matching oven mitts. In the 70s, they loosened up, like the loungy caftans worn by the flamboyant Helen Roper for her shenanigans on the 70s sitcom Three's Company.
Look, isn't that pretty? How do you like it?
What is it?
It's macrame!
And sure, we might still end up doing errands in a house dress today, or weave macrame on the couch, but in 2020, wearing a house dress comes with no expectations.
I kind of started with the whole house dress thing because a lot of my friends and I were having like a Zoom brunch, and we'd say wear something cute.
Lynette Gabriel is an e-commerce merchandiser from Oakland whose girlfriends keep pandemic company with virtual brunches. Snacking on smoked salmon potato hash and sipping on a glass of rosé in a glam leopard print long sleeve gown from the back of her closet, Gabriel found her new house fashion.
We actually now call ourselves the Real Housewives of quarantine in our house dresses.
Fashion psychologist Karen argues clothes and mood are intertwined, making the house dress a perfect match for pandemic life. A small expression of control during the uncontrollable, a sense of free-flowing freedom and style in the time of restrictions and monotony, an easy, quick choice to relieve at least life's minor anxieties. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.